Frocha Vasha Yatza finishes off Reifi Chabasa Mafriasas, heals all flesh and performs wonders. What's going on here? What are the wonders that are performed? So on one level, of course, there's a wonder that the body is able to extract all the nutrients from the food and expel all the waste. And it does all of that without us thinking about it. It's an incredible thing. We need to really focus on that every time we make the bracha. The food is sustaining us and keeping us alive. But all the bad stuff, all the toxins, everything that's harmful, wasteful, just gets expelled from the body, keeping us alive and sustaining us. But there's something else as well. The Akimaisha on the tour. So do you know what the biggest palate is? Umafli Lasais. It's the fusion of the neshama and the guf. The two totally opposite entities are able to coexist together. And this is really why, certainly in the Birchas HaShacha, first thing in the morning, we make a bracha on the guf, on the body, we make a bracha on the neshama, the Elokai neshama. That's why Ashiyat and Elokai neshama come together. The juxtaposition of these two brachas teaches us something amazing. As far as the Torah is concerned, the body and the soul interact with each other and they're coexistent. There's no dualism, there's no parallelism, there's a kind of harmony that works between them. Generally, you'd think that coexistence entails mutual interaction. And this is really where our great task in life arises. In some crazy way, in some incomprehensible way, the spiritual soul is connected with the body. Its presence and activity depend on the unimpaired health of the body. The moment our body stops working, the neshama's not there anymore. The recognition of this connection does away with any kind of theories of identity, says Rav Monk, whose end is a one-sided materialism or spiritualism and distorts all the data of sensory perception to absurdity. Meaning you're not just a body and you're not just a soul. And the challenge of living as a Jew is to know how to do both together, to realize you're a spiritual being living in a physical world. You can't deny your physical needs. But on the other hand, we also can't be all consumed by them. Realizing that our spiritual needs are as real as our physical ones. Realizing we don't come from here and we're not going to end up here. We come from the highest place and we'll go back to the highest place. And we journey in this world in order to create our shleimus. That's the real theory of identity. Who am I? What am I? How do I go about my daily business with the deep recognition? Elokai neshama shenasata b'tahirahi. That I'm a pure soul. And at the same time, I need the Reifa Chalbasa to look after me. I want to make any decision in life. Who's calling it? Who's making that decision? Is it my body or my soul? My neshama that just wants greatness, unimpeded greatness. My body that just wants comfort. Every decision in life can be broken down. Figure out who's speaking louder to us. But I guess the fusion of the two brachas is to remember that we're connected to both. We have to make a choice each time which one of those is going to be dominant.